closing down for the final time, because we'll be off the air for 6 days and returning on next Wednesday, March the 9th, a new wavelength, 319 metres medium wave, 953 kilohertz. That's next Wednesday, March the 9th, we'll be starting on a new wavelength, 319 metres, 953 kilohertz, which is just below BBC Radio 4. Tonight at 6, the final time, 259. Next Wednesday, a new wavelength. The number to remember, 319 metres.
Yeah! But I'm wrong!
For the love of money, the OJs from Ship Ahoy, it's 4:15.
The first edition of the Caroline magazine is now on sale. And with Ed Foster's dramatic account of last September's grounding, Tom Anderson's interesting and informative article on travelling abroad...
It's 16 minutes past four now. Next Wednesday is the day to remember. Radio Caroline will be on the air on 319 metres medium wave. It's 20 past four on this final Thursday. On 259 Boston from their LP Boston, and More Than a Feeling. As it's the last day, we thought we'd be just a little bit silly. We've got James Ross on deck. That's why you heard the odd funny noise throughout the afternoon. And we're going to talk to him, or he's going to talk to you anyway, and me as well. But I'll probably be so bored I'll fall asleep after this.
The Eagles,
Joan Armatrady,
Steve Miller Band,
The Doors,
Stevie Wonder.
For the albums you hear on Caroline, go to Robbins Records, Pottergate, Norwich in Norfolk.
Afternoon, Mark.
Afternoon.
How are you, darling?
Oh, wonderful.
I'm fine.
Jolly good.
Well, I'm up here at the moment, just above the Caroline studio, which is just beneath the Mi Amiga studio. And at the moment, Frank van der Maast is live off the radio. Afternoon, Frankie.
Afternoon, James. Are you off the radio?
I am off the radio.
How's your program going?
Very fine, thank you.
Very nice.
How did the news go today?
Apart from some interruptions by a certain Caroline, this should be quite well.
I don't understand his humour, so it's obviously Dutch. I think I'd better hand you back to the Caroline studio.
At 6 o'clock tonight, if you don't know already, we're closing down and we'll be off the air for 6 days, and we'll be back on next Wednesday, which is March the 9th, on the new wavelength, bigger and better and whatever, 319 metres medium wave, 953 kilohertz, 319, write it in your diary or something. 23 minutes to 6, James is out and about all over the ship. At the moment he's above the generators, right?
Yes, I'm still here and I can hear them once again. The hatch is now closed, so it won't be so noisy. And I'm standing just beside one of the, very hot funnels. There are three of them, because we've got three motors, or perhaps there's four of them, because we've got the main engine as well, which is just behind me. The main engine is just, or not just, beneath the bridge, which I'm just about to walk up to, if I can get up there, yeah. Walking up the steps, behind... it's a lovely sunset this evening, nice and red out here. You ought to come out here sometime if you get the opportunity. It's nice and blue upstairs, I mean up in the sky. There's a bit of grey cloud, and here we are. You can really see the ship going up and down. I think it's, is it lurching or something? What's the expression?
I don't know. Pitching.
Pitching, that's it. You see the ship sort of pitching back and forth. It's a nice flat day today, but it's still going up and down slightly.
The trouble we go through, eh?
Oh, but we love it. Don't get paid either. The sort of ship-to-shore radio telephone thing is in front of me. If we want to call up... yeah.
Anybody?
Anybody, if we get into trouble. Behind is the port and starboard lights, and the wheel, and also the compass. And well, that's about it for the bridge. You have windows all around, or we have windows all around, so you can see all around the place. I can't see any ships at the moment, but earlier on there was a nice big cruiser, big white one, about 5 miles away. We can see Beacon 16, or Beacon 18 as it's better known as,
famous
for the Coast Guards. that's about 4 miles away. And if you remember last summer, we went out in the rubber dinghy and we played football on the sandbanks over there. And I can see, yes, the rubber dinghy is still there. It's halfway down the ship, and if you have come out in one of the free radio boat trips, you've seen it hanging over the starboard side. Nothing very interesting's on the port side, so I won't tell you much about that. I think that's just about it. There's a spare generator behind me, which was used about 4 years ago. It's now sort of been made redundant and parts have been taken off. Obsolete.
Well, sorry.
That's right. I mean, I only went to a school time.
Yeah, it's good.
And I think that's about it. The forepeak are the anchors and the chains.
They could have a trip up there in a minute, right?
I could have, yeah. And at the moment, I can see the ship because it's getting quite dusk-y. And the quartz lights, which light illuminates the ship, are lighting it up pretty well. Okay?
Fine. Art Garfunkel from Breakaway, 3.5 minutes to six, which means it's goodbye time. That's it, that's all over really. As I said, I can't impress on you enough. You must listen next week, Wednesday, March the 9th, new wavelength, 319 meters. 319.953 kilohertz, just next to Radio 4. This is the last track from Colin Blunstone's LP, 1 year. It's called Caroline Goodbye. But it's not, it's au revoir. So your picture in the paper.